How is it the day's called Father's Day, yet single mothers are stepping up saying, give me some credit, sit down somewhere? In actual fact, being a mother is a meaningful role in the society, but this is Father's Day. So if you are a single mother, AKA a lonely mother, this is not your day. In fact, you might indeed sit down and retreat to a position of shame, for you have put yourself and your child in a position wherein you're engaging in undue struggle because you opened your legs too soon, unless you're a widow, but you're probably not. You're probably just a hoe. Use a hoe. Use a hoe. Use a hoe. You know that. Use a hoe. And the reason I say that is because what happened is that as a female, for some reason, you had this broken perception of reality and thought that if you open your legs and became a receptacle to semen from a random individual, and for some dumb reason, instead of using plan B, your plan A was to get pregnant by a stranger and he didn't want to take care of the kid. Now you mad. And you want to sit up here and tell your little boy or your little girl that I'm mommy and daddy. Well, you're the worst goddamn daddy on the planet Earth. Look, if you can't throw a spiral, if you can't grab a football by the laces and throw a spiral, you're the worst damn daddy on Earth. If you can't teach a young man how to pick up a baseball, hold it by the laces, throw him a curveball, you're the worst damn daddy on Earth. I'm not saying anything's wrong with being a single mother. Actually, I am. God damn it. We call them lonely mothers because we need to return stigma to that position. Here's the truth. They say, Mark, well, what about the men who've run out on their women? What about the men who've run out on their children? Them boys is grimy. There's no doubt about it. They grimy. And the truth is that the female controls the process of birthing the child, the pregnancy. So she could have took the plan B. She could have made him pull out. She could have gotten an abortion. She could have taken any of these options. But instead, she chose to hold on to this child. There's a difference between a man who runs out and maybe a man who's playing the father role remotely, or, you know, maybe he has a new relationship, still taking care of his seed, but a man who doesn't want a goddamn thing to do with your ass. That speaks to your character and his character, but more so to yours as a female, because you opened them legs too soon. Yeah, that's what it does. Now, let me address the folks who were considerate enough to go ahead and pay tuition in advance and share their questions, thoughts, and comments via PayPal or Cash App. Samson writes, quote, peace to the saints, peace to the saints. Keep spreading the good word, Marquette, aye, aye, Captain. Once again, thank you for everything you do. I wanted to ask your perspective on Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day. I'm seeing some men on the internet complain that women are given too much attention with minimal acknowledgement toward the father on celebratory days. They're tired, they say. Sound familiar? Shout out to Samson for sending through the love. Truly appreciated. Undoubtedly, women do get more praise and acknowledgement in the society, and that's okay. If you're a real man, you don't need to be patted on the back to keep on trucking. That's what we're here for. We're here to work. We're here to hustle and glide. That's what a real man does. Doesn't need to be congratulated, rewarded, or acknowledged. We're the ones who do the rewarding, the congratulating, and the acknowledging. That's because we're the boss, the leaders. When you become so weak and sensitive as a male that you need a female to boost you up, boy, you're weak. You should be able to boost up your damn self. You should be praying daily. Get down on your knees, meditate, talk to yourself, make sure that you're pushing your own engine, because at the moment in which you need a female to push your engine, she's actually the leader, she's actually in control, and I bet you my bottom dollar, she's probably getting dick down on the low by a real one, because you's a fake weak one. Now, do women get more attention Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, all these different things? Do they expect gifts? Absolutely. Yes, they do. And you should be thankful that it is so easy to placate them and satisfy them with trivial things. Makes your life easier. Males are becoming weak and effeminate. Why they're complaining so much? The inclination of the untrained female. Quite a sad thing. Thank you for that question. Now, back to these females who want to be acknowledged at every moment. They speak of being a lonely mother as though there is merit there, as though that designation itself is not a perpetual reminder that you screwed up in your romantic and sexual affairs and a permanent black eye on your child who is without a protector. If indeed the woman should be acknowledged as a lonely mother for Father's Day, happy Father's Day to a female, well, then that's strange. That's the worst father you could ever have. What kind of father do you have when if somebody busted in your house at night, she's going to be just as scared as the kids? Everybody getting raped and molested. That's the worst, weakest father ever. You really deride the magnificent status of a father, a real man who's doing his real job, when you lower him by misnaming a single mother to be a father. That's ludicrous. And in actual fact, shout out to the lonely mothers who are at least wise enough to try to put a male influence in their daughter's life, in their son's life, because the truth is you need the balance of energies. And women who make mistakes are so inclined not to take responsibility, so inclined to evade any accountability, that rather than acknowledging an error, they try to bring merit and accolade to being a single mother, as though they should be acknowledged for their hard work, as though they didn't sign up for that job. You parted your legs like the sea to receive some semen, and you should have been thinking, but you weren't. You were allowing a demon to impregnate you, and now you are suffering the consequences of your evil deeds. Things don't happen by accident. Success doesn't show up out of nowhere. Failure doesn't show up just because. It accumulates from a number of bad decisions. Now, am I saying that you're going to grow up screwed up just because you were raised by a lonely mother? No, I'm not saying that. Sometimes you guys have fathers and your father was a weirdo, and as a result of his ignorance and misguidance, you observed a poor model. And they say practice makes perfect, but if you are practicing the wrong thing, you become perfect at doing the wrong thing. So a bad father is almost as bad as an absent father. Huh? A woman pretending to be a father is a terrible thing. So I'm here to chastise those of you who are foolish enough to issue out the mistitling of a woman who is a lonely mother to be a father, and wish her happy Father's Day, a ludicrous concept. Now, I see that the likes don't match the views. I see that the folks who are the ones who are showing love to those who show love to them have already sent through their questions and comments via PayPal or Cash App. So it seems as though we should start to wrap up. If you have a question or comment and you want to send it through via PayPal or Cash App, you can go ahead and do so. The information is in the description. And while we do that, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break to share something with you. And by the way, for the members, I have a tremendous player story that I'll be recording and posting very soon. A lot has been going on in the life of a player, you dig. And shout out to the Saints who have been wise enough to cop their backpack briefcase, you dig. If you check out my content, especially on IG, you'll see me rocking this bad boy here. And I hope people are not buying them to resell, because people are buying 3, 4, 5 of them. And I don't know why anybody needs 5 of these bags. Yes, I appreciate the love, but I hope you're not buying them to resale, because I tried to put it at a low enough price that the young boys could cop it. It's a backpack briefcase, so you can actually zip away the backpack straps and hold it as a briefcase. I just met a lovely young lady last night. I was out with my partner. We cracked 2 lovely young ladies. And one of them, she said, the first thing I noticed about you was that backpack. And my partner said, oh, yeah, well, he actually made that backpack. I said, true indeed. Tell me more. What would you change about it? They said, not a damn thing. I said, you wouldn't do it in black. They said, no, that's the color. That's the Hermes color. I like it. It's classy. I said, ha. The link is in the description if you guys want to cop yours. As with everything we do, it's a limited run. He writes, I wonder who's funding the single mother ideology. Jabri, that's a meaningful question. This is a part of I would say, largely pushed by the Rainbow Coalition, the group of folks who eat Fruity Pebbles for breakfast and Skittles for dinner, because the single mother, aka the lonely mother, is a critical part of them splitting the natural mate of the male and female, the man and woman. You see, because the single mother is unto herself, some might call her an independent woman, and that helps them in distancing the male and female, that helps them create access for the lesbian relationship. Huh? Check it out. You dig. Thank you for that meaningful question. Sherlock Stoner comes through. He writes, peace to the saints. The truth is the truth. Oh, yes, indeed, it is what it is, which is why I have to make these private after I do them, because so few appreciate the truth and can handle it. The Google Corporation can't handle the truth. Kyle writes, a lot of females are narcissistic, a big problem. Yes, a lot of them are narcissistic. And the comical thing about these female narcissists is that they have so many things wrong with their psychology that they have no source of their narcissism. Maybe one might accuse a Kanye of being narcissistic, but let us show the man some level of respect. He does have musical talent of tremendous order. He's been wildly successful with his finances. There's some source of him believing in himself and, you know, saying, hey, I'm the man. Conversely, you'll have a woman who's earned nothing. You have a woman who has very little in the way of accomplishment, yet she would be a narcissist merely based on her physical attributes, which she did not earn, which are merely a result of birth and genetics. Yet she thinks she's somebody. But we have to acknowledge that any error we see in the female is usually a result of the male weakness, huh? Collectively. Meaning that the woman would not be a narcissist unless brain dead males were not following after her as though she's something to be cherished and prized. The woman gets these breast implants and these booty shots, and then men become hypnotized following carnal pleasure. And then that's why the woman gets to be confused into thinking she is so valuable, because you made her feel that way. And at some level, the technology is the instrument that gives her this feeling of aggrandizement. Because whereas women in the past, you know, a couple guys might walk up, say something to them, but now a woman posts a photo, gets 1,000 likes, she feels like a celebrity. She feels like a big deal. Shout out to Yusuf. He writes on Cash App, bought the bag yesterday. Thank you, Marquette. Hey, these bags are going to be phenomenal. You will enjoy it. You'll get many compliments. It'll be handmade, handcrafted, high quality, great leather, a lovely piece. And what I appreciate about genuine leather, this kind of Bentley leather here, is it wears over time, it looks better. If you've ever bought a fine pair of dress shoes, you know, you're spending $500-$600 on a fine American dress shoe, you'll notice as they wear over time, the leather actually looks better. There are very few things that look good as they age. Leather is one of those things, and that's why I like it as a material for certain things. Oh yeah, also I want to shout out to Justin, who actually got the backpack briefcase before we even got on the live session, and many others. As I said, cats are copping 2, 3, 4, 5. It's outrageous. Shout out to Jonathan Jones, got the backpack briefcase. Shout out to Marco, got the backpack briefcase. I'm not going to name everyone. I ain't got time like that. You dig? Hey, Saints, it's been truly a pleasure. I just wanted to tap in with you for a quick moment, because on this holiday, I want us not to be sidetracked. And even my own mother would say things like, I'm mommy and daddy. And as a child, I knew it was a ludicrous concept. My fitra, that is my natural sense of right and wrong, fitra in Arabic, let me know that she was speaking lies. You are not mommy and daddy. If you're daddy, you're the worst daddy ever. You haven't coached any of my sports teams. You just as scared as I would be if somebody bust in here. What kind of father are you? You don't inspire confidence. You don't inspire security. You are inherently weak. Huh? You're no father. But my mother's a great mother. You see, the problem is the society leaving the single, not the society, but the single mother being imbalanced. She might be a great mother, but she's trying to compensate and then starts telling lies instead of taking responsibility. And she says she's a mother and a father. Well, if you're a father, you're the worst father ever. But you're a great mother. So stay in your lane. This is a major pimp slap. This is a pimp slap across the whole society to set people straight to know Father's Day is for men who have children and are raising their children. Mother's Day is for females, women who have children and are being good mothers to their children. Let us not on Mother's Day speak of fathers because this is the day for mothers. On Father's Day, let us not speak of women or of mothers because this is a day for fathers. Let us cherish and be nourished by the truth, not by lies or the things we would like to be true. Shout out to Swayze, who just copped the briefcase backpack. You dig? Shout out to Rienzi, who comes through on Cash App. He writes, tuition for my favorite professor. Peace to the saint. Peace to the saints. Hey, saints, let us end this the way we always end this, with the creed of the assassin. Repeat after me with full conviction, knowing this is true of you. The creed of the assassin. I am going to be who I truly am because I am remarkable. And I am going to strive every moment to show the greatest part of who I am.